mother's side, Papa and Ma is their last name. Papa and Ma still do.
Okay, if people's sons and daughters are called their
children.
And this is the thing that kind of like a crib on wheels that you put it, they don't use them much anymore. They would put babies in.
A baby carriage?
Right. And then they would say they're going to put the baby in the carriage and go out and
walk in the sunshine.
Yeah. your children would be your sons and
daughters.
Boys and
girls.
If a woman's going to have a child, you say she's
pregnant.
You know, any other, like, especially the older people might use?
Expecting PG. And
okay. Do you know a name? Well, if you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, you might send for a
midwife.
Now, if a boy and his father have the same sort of facial appearance, you might say the boy
looks like his father.
Okay. Do you ever use the word favor?
Oh, sure.
In that way.
Right.
Boy.
Favors.
Right. Okay. How about if his mannerism, his behavior is like his father, you say he
acts like his father.
Okay. Would you ever use tape actor?
I don't think so.
You wouldn't use that? Okay.
Well, yes, I guess I would, because I've said several times, you know, he takes that after his father.
Uh-huh. Or he's in that way. He takes
that after. Right. Uh-huh.
You were talking about somebody who had a hard life, say her husband died, and all by herself she
raised her children.
Right. To a naughty child, you might say, you better be careful, you're going to get a
spanking.
Now, if the child had been really bad, you might say, you're going to get a
whipping.
Right. That would be
the same thing.
Would that be somewhat stronger?
I wouldn't, no.
No,
not to me. And mine aren't very strong
either. Okay, a child
that's
born to an unmarried woman is called an
illegitimate child.
If you saw a child and he was taller than the last time you saw him, you might say, my goodness, how you have
grown.
And he'd say, yes, last year I really
grew.
Okay, your brother's son would be called your
nephew.
And a child that's lost his father and mother is called
an orphan.
And a person appointed by the court to look after an orphan would be his
guardian.
And all the people that are related to you would be called your
family.
Would you be more like, yeah, family. Now, if you were using in terms of all your cousins and everything else, would you still use family?
Who are even distant from your life. Yes. Okay. Family reunions, you know.
Yeah.
All family, right.
Okay, now if there's somebody else who had the same family name as you might say, now she's got the same family name as I am, but she's no
relation.
And somebody that had come to town that nobody had ever seen before, you say he's a
stranger.
This is just for pronunciation, and this is just different names, and you don't get it.
Mary.
And George Washington's wife.
Martha.
And there's a song that goes, wait till the sun shines.
But I can't think of the name. Got okay. The tune, not the name.
Nelly.
Nelly.
And a nickname for a little boy named William.
Bill.
Okay, with a Y on the end, you say.
Billy.
The first book of the Gospels is
Matthew.
A woman who conducts school would be a
school teacher.
If a married woman's last name was Cooper or Cooper, however you say it, you would call her, if she were married,
Mrs. Cooper.
Have you ever heard the term jackleg used to talk about somebody who's not very good at anything?